Officials from the Forest Service and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are warning visitors to beware of increased brown bear activity at Redoubt Lake south of Sitka. KCAW's Emily Schwing reports.
Reports of three bears, a male nicknamed Sly and a sow nicknamed Mama Bear, as well as her cub, have increased in recent days. Perry Edwards manages the fish weir at Redoubt Lake for the U.S. Forest Service.
I've gotten a number of reports from the crew out there and from some other folks out there that the sow and the cub, some people were trying to get a good photograph of it, and the sow false charged people because they got a little bit too close.
Agency officials say the potential for bears to become habituated to humans is a large concern, especially because both Forest Service and Fish and Game employees have been working at the weir on a daily basis this summer. Edwards says there have been confirmed reports that the male bear has taken fish from fishermen.
People have been fishing out there, and all it takes is a few people to lay a big pile of fish down. When they're netting, they get excited, and there's four or five fish laying there, and the bears see that as a really easy opportunity, and so they're going to take advantage of that opportunity, especially Sly, which got the name for just that reason. It's really good at sneaking out from the bushes when people aren't looking and grabbing a fish and taking off with it. The worst thing you can do is reward them by giving them a fish either accidentally or on purpose, trying to get the bear to go away. A fed bear is a dead bear.
The male bear has been fishing at Redoubt Lake for 4 years. The female has been in the area for the last 2 to 3 years. Edwards says closing the area to visitors or relocating the bears is out of the question. He also says there's no good reason to destroy the bears. Both the Forest Service and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are asking the public to beware of the bears and to practice bear awareness while fishing in the area.
The whole thing with this is that we want to keep people safe and the bears alive. That's the perfect situation. What we don't want to get into is people, you know, shooting rifles or handguns off, trying to scare the bears. But a lot of people don't realize that there's people working up at the weir on and off all day long and are around in that area 24 hours a day. The other problem we've had is people bring their dogs up and they're not on a leash, and the dog's running around, and that's another terrible situation. And this is their turf. This is, you know, we need to remember that they have as much or more right than we do to be there. And I think we just need to learn to get along and to give them their space. And, you know, if those bears are in a fishing spot, you legally are not allowed to push them out of that spot. They have first dibs until they get tired of fishing. Then you're welcome to move in and take that spot.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.